a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Back at it with 2 and 2. It's a Second Date Update.
That's right, girl. Second Date Update.
It's always a good, fun time for all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it can be.
It can be.
And it can be rough out there, too.
It is. It is a hard life that people are leading right now with being single and social media and all that crap.
I know.
And especially if someone ghosts you, like, that's so mean.
I know. There's just too much going on these days.
That is very true. And this morning, we have Valeria on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. So listen, who are you calling in about hopefully scoring a second date with?
His name is Malcolm. We met at a meetup group for single professionals.
Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So, basically what happened was we decided to meet, you know, just the two of us at this place called Grandpa's Pizza on Williamson Street.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa's Pizza. It's supposed to be really great
pizza. You know, throughout the time we talked, we both like binge watching shows on Netflix and absolutely love Game of Thrones.
Who doesn't? Honey.
Everybody does.
I am all aboard.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. It sounds good so far.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, a few days before the day, I hadn't been feeling very good. And, you know, we were having such a good time. So I tried not to eat too much while we were there because, you know, I didn't want to upset my stomach. After a while, you know, my stomach kind of starts bubbling again. So Malcolm, you know, offers to take me home. And so on the way there in the car, like, it sounded like rocks in a blender. My stomach did. I was a little nervous. So we were about 5 minutes away from my house, and I had an accident.
Oh, no, really? No.
Yes. The most embarrassing thing. But, you know, we were having such a good time, and I didn't think it was, you know, a lot that, you know, kind of slipped out. But so I invited him in.
Oh, well, that was nice. So he actually went into your house with you.
Yeah. He was like super, you know, understanding that, you know, I wasn't feeling very well leading up to the date. So.
Sure. Okay. So then, like, let's put this down on paper here. Now, so you literally, you met up on this professional singles thing. You went out for pizza. Sounds amazing. Yep. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that your stomach was so upset that you actually had an accident and he still was up and going into your house to hang out some more. Like, that's an amazing guy right there.
That is.
Right. Mm-hmm. So amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So how did this date end?
Right.
Like with a hug or a kiss?
Well, so it ended, actually, I wanted us to kind of, you know, since we both enjoy Netflix, to kind of like, you know, make it a long night, but he ended it kind of early. He said he had something to do the next day and kind of rushed out after about 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, he could have literally had, you know, maybe he had to get up for work or something.
Well, yeah. Maybe,
I hope that was the case. I mean, he was amazing.
I mean, if he wasn't interested, he wouldn't have come in.
Well, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we really don't know if he knew you had an accident then.
I'm not really sure if he did. I'm assuming that he didn't because I didn't think it was that bad.
Sure.
For him to notice.
Well, and even if he did, obviously he's a gentleman.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. No, that's a gentleman.
Well, very good. Okay, so how long has it been since the last time you spoke?
It's actually been going on about 2 weeks. I've reached out to him to see if he wanted to meet up again.
Okay.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. That ain't good. That's not good. That's not a good sign. I'm sorry.
It's usually
a while. Maybe
he's busy.
We've been doing this quite a while now. But yeah, maybe he's busy or whatever. The positive thing is he went inside the
house. That's right, girl.
So
it's a good thing that I'm eating a protein box today.
Yes.
Nothing upsetting here.
Right.
Nothing upsetting here.
Yeah, no accidents here today.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we will give Mr. Malcolm a call and see why it's been 2 weeks since he's last spoken to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, girl.
Sure.
It's coming up next, hopefully a Second Date Update with Valeria and Malcolm on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Wow. Well, listen, Tracy, we have heard it all.
We have.
The spectrum goes up and it goes down.
Seriously, when I think, you know, I won't be surprised by some of these stories, then I get another.
I'm not not so shocked about what happened, but I'm more shocked that he actually went into her house and proceeded with the date. So here's the thing. We've got our girl, Valeria, on the phone. She met Malcolm on a meetup, singles professional site. Went to Grandpa's Pizza on Williams Street, which you heard was really good. I've never been there. So, okay. Love pizza no matter what. Yum, yum, yum. Anyway, they're having a very nice time, but like she was saying, her stomach was feeling kind of queasy. Wasn't feeling so good.
Yeah,
it could be nerves.
Right.
So,
and she wasn't feeling good a few days beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
So she could be getting the flu. Who knows?
Right. Yeah.
But here's the thing. On the drive, she actually had an accident.
Whoops.
Like a full-blown accident, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was so kind enough to even proceed to go into her house.
Yeah.
Because he brought her home after this.
Right.
Brought her to her house.
Yes.
And walked in and, like, hung out for a while.
You know what? That is, to me, that's what relationships are made of. I mean you never know. They could get married after this.
Accidents happen.
Accidents do happen.
And it happens for the great.
It does.
Hopefully. Yeah. Because we're going to give Malcolm a call, because here's the thing. He hasn't actually gotten back to her in 2 weeks, where we thought everything was great.
I know. That's where I'm kind of on the fence, I got to say. But
are you ready, girl? We're going to give him a call.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is this Malcolm?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Malcolm. This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio.
Hey.
It's a small station. Yeah. Not big. Mm-hmm. Not much going on.
Nope.
Oh, like a radio show?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. Well, what's up?
What's up, Malcolm?
What's up? Yeah.
Listen, someone has taken quite an interest towards you.
Yeah.
Likes you a lot. But it's been 2 weeks. Do you remember going out with a beautiful young lady you met through a singles professional site? You went to Grandpa's Pizza on William Street. Mm-hmm. She might have had an accident, but hey, man, you were so nice and gracious to walk on in and hang out with her in her home. Valeria?
Oh, yeah. I remember Valeria.
Yes,
oh,
honey.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, she remembers you.
She sure does.
And she misses you.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, no.
So we're calling because we're wondering why you're not getting back to her.
Well, I mean, we had kind of a situation come up.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything to embarrass her, you know?
Oh, you're fine.
Yeah, it's just us.
You're fine.
It was just kind of a classic poopy pants situation, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Sorry.
We went out for pizza.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a good date, actually. It was a really good date.
Oh, okay.
And it was good pizza. Like, it had nothing to do with the place we went.
Right.
She wasn't feeling good, and she had said that she was having some problems. But on the way home, there was an event.
Oh, an event.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
And we couldn't stop any place in time. And I just did my best to get her home, and
nice.
Came in, you know.
That is nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
We kind of heard that she had an upset stomach, and you know, she had a little bit of an accident.
Yeah.
But you went to her house and hung out, like,
which is so cool,
which is super fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, life happens. Like, I'm a runner, so like, I run long distance. I poop my pants like at least once a year.
It's so true. No, it's true. When you run marathons, seriously,
yeah. But we get in there, and she didn't do anything about it.
Wait, what?
Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, if it was me, like, I'm right in the shower, you know.
What?
You just take care of it. She just acted like nothing happened.
Wait, she was walking around with poopy pants?
She splattered herself and did not clean up.
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, and I don't know if she was like too embarrassed to acknowledge that it happened, but like, I knew. Like, it was pretty obvious what had happened.
Wait, I mean, can you like tell? Like, what
could you tell?
Like, tell us the scene, the crime of the scene.
Yeah.
She was wearing white jeans.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No, she didn't.
Oh, no.
It was like she sat on a bean burrito. and then it smelled like, I mean, you know what it smelled like. It smelled like poop.
She
Oh, no. You're not supposed to laugh.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I wasn't expecting the bean burrito.
I've been crying again.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what was going through her mind.
I don't either.
Girl.
I think she was pretending it just didn't happen. She was trying to pretend it didn't happen.
I don't
happen.
Think she knew. You
well, how can you not know?
You're wearing white pants.
Yeah, how do you not know?
You know when you squish on something and it's, you know what? I can't take it anymore.
Oh, geez.
We have to find out the culprit of the scene.
Thinking.
Girl, Valeria, honey, do you realize how extreme this actual crime scene was?
I mean, now that he says it like that, it does sound a little crazy. But in my defense, like, I thought it was just a little bit. And the jeans were, like, a really thick material, so I didn't think it had soaked through. And I wanted, you know, and I didn't want to go jump in the shower, and then he left.
Oh.
Like, I was trying to maximize the time and keep him there.
Yeah,
but how do you walk around with poopy pants? Oh, I don't know.
Well, listen, it's been a while, so I had to do what I had to do.
She had to do what she had to do.
No,
so,
I get it.
Obviously, Malcolm, Valeria has been on the phone the entire time.
Yeah,
she understands why you haven't gotten back to her in 2 weeks.
Right.
This is just an awe moment for me.
It is. But it still can get worked out, I think.
Can it?
Yes.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, they had a great time up until that point. I mean,
right.
So you might as well just get the hard stuff out of the relationship now and then just.
That's right. Get the hard stuff out.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
You've seen her at a different.
At her worst.
At her worst.
And now you'll see her at her best.
Exactly.
So I think you're right. You know what? I think this is, again, this is an accident.
Yeah.
Life happens.
It does.
And as you know, Malcolm, being a runner, this seems to happen
it
a
does.
Lot
yeah, it
for
does.
Some reason.
Yeah.
So listen, that's the reason why we're calling. Malcolm, would you be interested in going out on a second date?
No.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
Really?
Yeah, there's no such thing as a little bit of poop in your pants.
Well, that's
like
up
poop
for debate.
Poop.
Stop laughing.
Sorry.
It's sad.
Sorry.
It's sad. All right.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I was really hoping that we could, because we're really good at bringing people together.
Are.
But
I mean,
you, Malcolm, it just seems like a definite no.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. He can't get it out of his head.
No, he can't. Okay.
We tried.
We did.
We tried.
We did.
So, you know what? Good luck to you both.
Yes.
Malcolm, enjoy running. I know Tracy's a big runner. Perhaps you guys could run together.
Perhaps.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.